So raise your hands if you have your act together about your retirement plans.
Hi, this is Josh from New York, New York. I just blindly threw money into my 401k and then set aside cash in my savings account that, you know, has a very small interest rate. So I'm kind of lost in how I invest, but I am saving a fair amount. I just don't know what I'm doing with it.
Blindly throwing money. That's one approach. Yesterday, we spoke to the producer of a Frontline documentary all about the yawning chasm of unfunded retirement for millions of Americans. Don't know if you saw the documentary last night, but it did not have many examples of good planners like this fellow.
Hello, my name is Jacob from Queens, New York. I started investing and saving when I was 13 years old after my grandfather, who was a Holocaust survivor, told me that I had to.
Those were just a couple of the many responses we received after we asked you how your retirement plans are going. How do we talk about money? And how do we reach out for help when the numbers show we are really off track? Logan Sacken is the co-founder and editor of the money-related website, The Billfold, where young people can share fears and solutions about money. Logan herself is 28 years old and would love to be blindly throwing money at anything right now. She is cash flow challenged, to put it mildly. And this week, Logan and her dad, Mike Sacken, agreed to let us be a fly on the wall to some candid father-daughter conversations about money between two people whose economic experiences couldn't be more different. Talk about generation gap.
I always thought about my finances, and I felt like I educated myself in a way that I could make some decent decisions. As far as my relationship with Logan and financial planning, I really can't say I'm any better than any other parent in preparing their children to go out in the world. The advice I gave her, particularly with regard to revolving credit cards, you know, at some point kind of went on deaf ears because she's had some problems there.
Now we're getting into it. There we go. Right off the bat. All right. So Logan, my parents never wanted to talk about money. Do you have a sense that their generation looks very, very differently on the ease with which you plan for retirement, the intensity with which you plan for retirement than your generation looks upon it?
Oh, totally. I mean, at least their career paths have been completely different than what mine has been, what my peers has been. My parents both worked state jobs and have state pensions and have been saving and planning their whole life. And I'm 28 and have not saved anything. Not that I shouldn't have thought about it, but that just hasn't been the trajectory of my career, hasn't been.
So they're kind of from the Emerald City and you're wandering around Munchkin Land, right?
Right.
So what do you think, and rely on your dad's advice if you can, what do you think you should change most quickly about your financial situation right now to envision the retirement that you hope to have?
I mean, the number one thing I have to do, and we've talked about this, is I have to make more money. I have lived paycheck to paycheck since I graduated from college. So I have never saved anything because there's nothing to save. And at this point, I can't even cut back expenses. There's no expenses. I just don't have the income. So that's what I'm working on now.
Do you have student debt?
I don't.
You don't?
I'm very lucky not to have student debt.
And are you the reason for that, Mike?
Yes, I am. Her mother and I are.
Well, that's some good planning.
Yeah. But then I kind of ruined it by going into credit card debt. So retirement is not something that I've ever spent much time thinking about, just because I have other things I need to tackle first financially. I need to pay off my credit card debt. I need to have an emergency fund. I need to have more than $0 at the end of every month.
So is that a priority list? Credit card debt first, emergency fund second, and then we'll think about some sort of retirement fund.
Yeah.
I won't ask exactly how much debt that you're in here.
Oh, you can. It's all over the internet.
Okay. Is there a lot of really cool stuff that you bought with it?
No.
No.
It was basically just living a lifestyle that I couldn't afford. And not even like a groovy, like going to vacation lifestyle, just like going out to eat when I couldn't afford to go out to eat. Yeah.
All right, Mike, did you make some of these same mistakes?
No. No.
Mike doesn't make mistakes.
Well, Mike makes mistakes, but I never lived outside of the zone as far as credit card debt. And
is that some genetic thing that he's describing, Logan, or is that a feature of the generations, that basically from that generation you're more likely to have lived within your means? Your generation different set of choices?
I don't know. I would hate to say that to blame my generation for why I made some really bad decisions. Because I certainly know plenty of young people who made great decisions and are not $17,000 in credit card debt. But I think my dad was an adult way before I'm an adult. I don't know. I'm 28 years old, and I feel like I'm just now kind of learning lessons that I think he maybe learned earlier.
Mike, do you think that paying for Logan's school might have been the sort of softy approach? And if she had been responsible for that herself, she would have been more prepared, become an adult earlier, to use her words?
Yeah, that's a good question, because her mother and I, you know, both put an emphasis on our children getting a quality education, and we don't regret that at all. However, having Logan take on some type of work at an earlier age, I think might have helped her understand the value of money and, you know, what it takes to make it.
All right. I appreciate both of your candor in this conversation. Listening to the discussion about retirement and planning for the future and the economic assumptions that people are making now and are concerned about now, what are you not hearing in that conversation that you wish you were hearing from your perspective as someone in their late 20s? And Mike, from your perspective, for someone who's really concerned about your children not really having the standard of living that you had in your professional career. Mike, why don't you begin?
I don't know how our kids are going to be able to retire, you know, in their lives under the current system. But you have to put yourself in a position where you are saving money toward retirement. I mean, there will be some type of Social Security. There'll be some type of Medicare. And the quality of life that you have is going to depend on what you do to supplement it. The quality of life that my wife and I have right now is because of our tax-free savings in like 401k accounts that we had. You need to understand, you need to save as much as you can possibly put aside, but children today just can't be frivolous with money.
So I'm hearing a kind of a tough love message there a little bit, and also some really serious concern about your future. Logan, what do you need to hear?
I mean, obviously there are people who are working in normal companies and have 401ks. I'm not a person that has that. I don't have a Roth. I don't have any of that yet. And it doesn't stress me out because I feel like I'm going to make it work. But again, I also don't think about retirement really. And I don't know that many people that do. I've got other priorities right now.
Well, let's just say that Yahoo started humbly like the billfold. So, you know, it's conceivable that you're on a stepping stone to something much bigger. Logan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Logan Sacken is the co-founder and editor of The Billfold. Her candor on finances, her own and others, can be found at that website. And Mike Sacken is Logan's dad, speaking to us comfortably from retirement in Norfolk, Virginia. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.